Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Tzadi in Meseches Shabbos. We're in the 154th daf in Shas. We pick up 10 lines from the bottom on Pei Tesam Beis with a brand new Mishnah. The Perek of Amar Rabbi Akiva was a continuation of Perek HaMotzi Yayin, and now our Mishnah goes back to the Shiurim of Hotzah, different objects. What amount does one need to carry out or take out to be chayiv for Hotzah? Says the Mishnah, HaMotzi Eitzim Kedei Levashel Beit Zakala, someone who takes out wood that is enough to cook a small egg. Tavlin, the amount of spices, Kedei Letabel Beit Zakala, in order to spice a small egg. Umitztarfim Zemzeh, and all different spices join with each other to create the shear. Klipe Agozim, the peels of nuts. Klipe Rimona, the peels of pomegranates. Istius Upua, some say Istius is a plant that gives off a bluish type of dye. Pua giving a reddish type of dye, according to the Rav Mishnais. Kedei Letzpoa Ben Begekotan, the amount to dye a small garment. And this small garment is found, piece of vacha, at the edge of a net that was put over a hat for a woman to cover the front of her head. Mei reglayim yurim, neser is a type of lime, uvoris, that is a type of growth from the ground that is used as a detergent as well. Kimulya v'ashlag, these are different types of grass. Kedei v'chabes beged katan b'fi sevacha. It's the amount that would be necessary to clean a small garment that would again fit on the edge of a woman's hat. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kedei l'havir es hagesem kesem, the amount that's necessary to remove a stain. Gemara continues, Tanina chad zimna. We learned one time, kane kedei lasos kulmas, that the size of a reed that's chayiv is the size to make a fountain pen. Imoya av o merusas, however, if it was too thick or was splintered, kedei levasho bat beitza kala shebebeitzim trufa unasnua beilfis. We learned earlier in Peyam Beis, if it is broken, so then in such a case, the amount that is used to stir an egg and then put it in a pan. The Gemara is asking Akasha. The Gemara is saying, we already learned that the size of a piece of wood is Kedei Levashel Beit Zakala. And we learned that in the context of a reed. It doesn't seem to be very different, the reed and the piece of wood. Answers the Gemara, Ma'ad Seima, I would have thought Hasam Delo Chazli Midi, that when it comes to reed, it has no purpose, and therefore it could be Kedei Levashel Beit Zakala. Aval Eitzim Dechazel Lekacha Dekliida. But when it comes to a piece of wood, that one could use it for the teeth, for the entranceway, for a lock, and therefore could be even smaller. Kamashmalan, the chiddush is no. Anything smaller than that is not going to be considered choshev. The Mishnah Kedoshah had told us, tavlin spices kedei letavel beit zakala, in order to spice a small egg. Asks the Gemara, Minu, I'll ask you a following question. Tavlin, the question is that our Mishnah seemed today to say that all spices join together. Asks the Gemara, it doesn't seem that way. Let's take a look at Avodah Zarah, Samach Vav, Amin Aleph, asks the Gemara. Tavlin, when it comes to spices, the halacha is that they join together, Shnayim v'gimel shemos mimin echad. If you have different types of peppers, they join together. O mishli shloshim minim v'shem echad. Or there are three different types of species, but they all have the same name. In other words, if they're all Iser Klayim, let's say, they join together. Umitztarfin zemze. Vamer Chizkiya, and Chizkiya explained, B'mine mesika shanu. When we say they join together, that's all if, for example, they're all used to sweeten the food. Hov ru'i l'masei kedera, since they're all in common, that they're used to sweeten a dish. Time of the chazi, now we're medayik from the Gemara Navodazar. Time of the chazi l'masei kesakdera. It only is if it has the ability to sweeten the pot. But otherwise, it does join together. Yet, question mark, in our Mishnah, we said that the halacha is that they do
joined together. Answers the Gemara, Hachanami Chazu L'Masik. No, here too, it could be used to sweeten the dish. Let's continue three lines from the top. The Mishnah told us, Klipe goes in the peels of nuts, V'Klipe Ramon, the peels of pomegranates, Stisu Pua, we translate that then, Kedel Tzpoa Beged Katan. Uraminu, I ask you a question, Hamotzi Samonim Shruyin Kedel Tzpoa Mehen, if a person takes out dyes in order to be able to dye something, the amount of dye that would be put for a degem, for a example, for show, like a model. The way people would show colors, just like when you go into a paint store, you have on small pieces of paper different shades of the paint. In those days, they would put a different shade of the dye on top of a rod that was used, that this is li'ira, that was used in the weaving. That is a different shear of kedei letzboa beged katan. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Rav Huah, lefi she'ein adam toreach lishro samimonim letzmoa behen dugma li'ira. People, in general, don't go out of their way to soak just for a degem. So for a degem, then the shear would be as we had presented above, and that is the amount for a degem li'ira. However, our Mishnah is not talking about those cases. Our Mishnah is not talking about something that is soaked, but rather we're talking about samonim that are not soaked. And it's actually not used to color like the dugma li'ira, but rather we're talking about something that is not soaked and is put on a beged katan. In other words, if we're talking about something that has already been soaked, so then a person will use a little bit of that for the dugma li'ira. However, if a person's going to start soaking, then they will only soak for a larger beged katan. The Mishnah had said, mei reglayim, that mei reglayim to use as a detergent, tana mei reglayim ad ben yom. For 40 days, it has potency. Neser was a type of a detergent, tana neser alexandrios veloneser anpanterin. It comes from Alexandria and not Anpanterin, which is an inferior type of detergent. Boreas, what exactly? Is Amar Yehuda Zechol, it is sand. V'hatanya ha-boreas v'achol, but we learn once in a brisa, boreas and chol are separate things. Elamar boreas, what does boreas mean? Kavrisa, it means gofris. Gofris u'melach sreifa chol arts, as the Pasuk describes in the Devarim, a type of sulfur. Meisive asks the Gemara, I'll ask you the following kasha. The Gemara is going to ask a strong question which rejects that the definition of boris is sulfur. Meisive. Hosifu halayan, they added the Tosefta in Shvius, says, on those products, those things that come out of the ground that have kedushas Shvius, they also added certain things that come from the ground that are detergents, and they are hachalbitzin, val inun, val boiris, val oil. These are different types of things that come from the ground that are used by a person and have kedushas shvius. Now analyzes the Gemara. V'is al kedaita kavrisa gofris, and if we're going to say kavrisa means sulfur, in other words, when we say boris, we're talking about sulfur. Kavrisa mi'isa v'shvius? Does kavris have Kedusha Shnius Vatana, the Mishnah in Shvius. Some change it to say the Brisa, even though there is a similar Mishnah to this in Shvius. But some say it means a Brisa. The Brisa said, Zaklal, the rule of those things that have Kedusha Shvius are Kol Sheyeshlo Iker, if it has a root that grows from the ground, Yeshlo Shvius. V'she'elo Iker, but if it's mined from the ground itself, Elo Shvius, it does not have Kedusha Shvius. Now, sulfur is mined from the ground. And here we say that that boris is in the list of kedusha shvius. It must be that boris is not kavrisa, is not sulfur. Ela, my boris, what is boris? The Gemara attempts another pshat, changes its mind. Allah, it seems to me, and I don't know any botany, I didn't do any research, but looking at the mefarshim quickly, Allah might be the modern chemical that we use to this day to clean, and that is aloe. So it's a different type of thing. It's aloe, which actually grows and comes from a plant.
and therefore it has Kedusha Shvius as well. We had said in our Mishnah that it joins together to create a shear of Isser with other detergents if it will be used to make a small beged. Asks the Gemara va'atanya va'aboris va'alo. One time in a brisa, it spoke about boris and alo separately, which sounds like boris, not alo. And for the answers, the Gemara trei gavni alo. There are two different types of alo. Camellia, we had all said that was another detergent. Amar of Yehuda shluf dots. It's referred to as shluf dots. Rashi says we are not sure what that is. Finally, we had learned in the Mishnah ashlag, also a cleaning substance. And here the Gemara explains a little bit its source. Amar Shmuel Shaltinu L'chol Nechuse Yom. I asked all those who go down to the sea, all sailors, Va'amru li, and they told me, what is this ashlag? Shonana Shmeitz called Shnani Umishtakich Binukva Demarginisa, and it is found in the holes of pearls. Umafkile Baramsa Defarizla, and you take it out from the pearls with a sharp nail. And that's how this agent comes out and is used, the ashlag. We continue in the next Mishnah. Pilpelas koshu. Pilpelas could be translated as pepper. However, it is not the same pepper, not the same pilpel that we have, as commonly known as well in Western Europe, as Rashi points out. Rather, this was a type of pepper which was carried in the mouth and made the breath sweeter, which clearly is not what the pilpel, our pilpel, does. V'itrin kolshu, and any amount of tar, you will be chayy for taking that out for hotza. Mine v'samim u'mine matachos, any types of spices and types of metals, kol shehen, any amount. Me'avne mizbeach, from the stones of the mizbeach, u'me'efra mizbeach, or the dirt of the mizbeach, mekak svarim, decayed scrolls, u'mekak mitposehem, as well as decayed mantles, or the wraps, koshu, even the smallest amount, shematznian osan ligoznan, because they are put aside for geniza, and since they are davar kadosh that require geniza, even the small amount is chashuv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af hamotzi mimisham sheavodas kochavim, also anyone who takes out accessories for avodah zarah, koshu, it also has chashivus in the opposite direction. Shenemar, as the Torah Kedoshah says, well, yidbak biyotcha ma'umah min acherim, you're not supposed to hold on to even the smallest amount of avodah zarah, and therefore it needs to be destroyed, and for that reason, even the smallest amount is chashuv on Shabbos, because something needs to be done to it, it needs to be destroyed. Mishnah tells pilpels koshul ma'ichazia, how could the pilpels be used? L'reach ha'peh, to sweeten the mouth. Itron koshu, we had said even the smallest amount of tar, what could it be used for? L'maychazi, litzlichasa. It was used to remove headaches. I'm not sure how, but it was used for that. Mine v'sam koshu, the smallest amount of b'sam tan rabbana motzi reach ra koshu. If one smokes a type of b'samim, so that gives off a reach ra, the shear is going to be a koshu. Similarly, something that gives off a positive odor, shemen tov, a positive smell from oil, koshu, smallest amount, argamon koshu. Now this introduces a problem, as Rashi points it out. Argamon is generally, in modern Hebrew, argaman is purple. So why is argamon here with the list of things that give off smells, which is a koshu? It should be in the previous Mishnah, where we talk about those things that give off tzviya. And there, for example, in our Mishnah, we had on the bottom of Pei Tesem and Beis, the beginning of today's daf, Kedei Letzboa Ben Beged Katan. So Rashi's not sure. Rashi suggests it could be that was used for purple dye, was also smoked as well, and used for an odor. Ubesulas Havered Achas, and from a rose, even one petal from the rose that gives off an odor will be enough to have the shear of hotza. Mini matachas koshein, any amount of metal. L'may chazi, asks the Gemara, how can you use the metal? Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, shechein roi lasas mimenu darvon katan. What one can do is use even the smallest amount of metal to put on the stick to guide an animal. Tana Rabbana Omer Horai Olai Barzel. If an individual says that he's going to give steel to the Beis HaMikdash, this is a sugya in Menachos on Kuv Zayin Amid Aleph. Acheir Momrim Lo Yifchos Me'am Olam. He should give an Am and Am worth of steel. L'may Chazi. And the Gemara there spells out, and what is it, the significance of specifically an Am and Am? What purpose does it have? Am Rav Yosef L'kal Ya'orev. It was used to spread out on the top of the roof with spikes to chase away birds that they wouldn't hang around there because the birds would not come there because of the spikes would hurt them. Vigadami, and some say, Achem Rom Lo Yifchos Mikalya Orev. Others say that we already spelled out it was Kalyava Orev, and then we verified what the shear of that was. Vikaman, what is that? Am Rav Yosef Amo Alamo. Similarly, if someone accepted on himself that he's going to give nechoshes to the Beis HaMikdash, nechoshes lo yifchos mi ma kesef, he should not give less than what is referred to as a ma of kesef. A ma was a small amount of silver coin. It wasn't worth that much. Tani Rabbi Lazar Omer lo yifchos mitzinura ktana shel nechoshes. Shouldn't be less than a fork of copper. Amar Abaye taught to answer the question Lamai Chazia, what purpose does it have? Shemechatin ba'as ha'psilos, it's used to fix the wick, to mekanchin haneros, and to clean the candles afterwards. Our Mishnah above it said, mekak svarim u'mekak mitpachos, that even the worn out svarim, the smallest shear, one would be chayiv. Amar Yehuda mekak disifri, the insect, the mekak, causes the svarim to rot. Tekach, the shiroi. The insect, tekach, causes silk to destroyed. V'ila, that's a different type of insect. The envy causes grapes to be adversely affected. Ufe, and the insect called fe, the te'eni, causes figs to rot. Vehei de rimoni, and hay affects the pomegranates. This winter, Baruch Hashem, we had a few rimonim here in Eretz Yisrael growing in our backyard, and they were devoured by the animals of the field. I don't know if they were the hay. I suspect they were hungry birds. Here in Israel, we have hungry birds, and you guys in America have angry birds. But the hay, in the time of Chazal, used to destroy the rimonim. Kula sakanta, and all of these insects are sakana. Ahuta muda daviyasa kamed Rabbi Yochanan. There was a student sitting from Rabbi Yochanan. Havakachol teini. He was eating figs. Amelei Talmud said to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi kotzin yesh b'teinim. He said there are thorns in this fig. Amelei Rabbi Yochanan said to him, katli peladen. The insects have killed this. It seems Rabbi Yochanan was trying to tell him, no, that what destroyed your fig, which is really quite mo'us, is that it seemed to be that he was imbibing these insects, was the insect pei. We begin a new Mishnah, three lines from the bottom inside the Yom Alf, Hamotzi Kupas Harochlin. If an individual takes out the stand for those who sell Bisamim, Rashi explains, Afal Bisheshba Minin Harbe, even though there are many different types of besamim, ein chayiv el chatas achas, even though the stand has many different types of besamim, he'll only chayiv one carbon chatas. Rashi explains that there is room to say that he should be chayiv many chatos. However, since it was one maisa hatzah, he's going to be chayiv only one. Zarone gina, pachos mi grogris, seeds from a garden that's less than a grogris, Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesera Omer, chamisha, Zera. 5. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says that the chiyuv is going to be 5. On Talmud Beis, Zera Kishuin, when it comes to the seeds of cucumbers, Shnaim, even 2, you're going to be chayiv. Diluin of gourds. Similarly, the seeds of the gourd, there are 2. Zera Pula Mitzri, the seed from a bean. that was referred to as the Egyptian bean, Shnayim, two of them, you're going to be chayiv. Chagav chay tor kol shuhu. A grasshopper that is live, even the smallest amount, is going to be chayiv, because, even the smallest grasshopper, because they were used as a toy. Mace, kegrogris. If it's dead, so then it is the shear of a grogris, like other food. We're talking about a kosher grasshopper. Tziporas, kromim, a bird of the vineyards, bein chaya, bein mesa, whether it's alive or whether it's dead, koshu, the smallest amount, shemetznin, also the refua, it is hid and put away for medicinal purposes. The Gemara later on seems to say it was used as a brain vitamin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afa Motzi Chag Chegav Chay Tomei, even if you take out a live tame grasshopper, kolshu, small and smal, shematzin us in the katan sachik, but they would leave it for a child, hide it for a child to play with. And even if it was tame, the child was able to play with it. Rashi explains that svara is rejected by the Tanakhama because we discourage children with playing with non-kosher grasshoppers lest they come to eat it. It seemed that the child would sometimes play with it and then eat it. A different food culture than we have today. Asks the Gemara, Uriminu, I will challenge what we had learned in the Mishnah, that when it comes to seeds, even two seeds is enough to create the Isra of Hotzah, with the following question, Uriminu, Zevel l'chol hadak, if one takes out waste and thin sand, Kedei l'zabel, the chiyuv is the amount to fertilize. Kelach shel kruv, for the planting of a carob. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, chomarim kdil zabel kresha. And the chachamim say it's the amount to fertilize for a kresha. Leaving aside whatever food a kresha is, at the end of the day, the kash is that it seems to be that when it comes to Zevel, the amount to fertilize even one seed, not two seeds, our Mishnah had said two seeds. Amar Papa, Rav Papa answered, ha, our Mishnah is talking about Dizaria. When we say the amount of the waste, so then, which was the earlier Mishnah, that's if it's already planted and is rolling already. For that, even the fertilized one seed is going to be chayiv, and one seed is chashiv. However, our Mishnah on Sadi Amin Aleph, Hadilozria, it hasn't yet been planted. People don't plant single seeds at once, they plant at least two. We had also learned two on Zerikishuin of cucumbers, Tanarabon Hamotzigar Inin. If someone takes out a seed, Imlinatiya Shtaim, if it's for planting, it's two. Imlachila, if we're talking about eating, kimolai pi chazir, the amount a pig would eat. Kamala mali pi chazir, achas, it's one seed would be enough. Imlahasik, if it's being taken out to heat up food, kedei levashel beitza kala, the amount to cook a small egg. Imlacheshbon, if it's to reminding on for something, shtayim, then normally two seeds were taken out for a person to remind themselves of something. Acherim amrim chamesh, others say that it is five seeds. The Gemara continues, Tanu Rabban, hamotzi shnei ni'imin mi zanav asos, someone who takes out two strands of hair from the tail of a horse, umizanev hapara, and from the tail of a cow, chayiv. Why? What chashivas do two hairs have? Shemetznin osan le nishbin. They use it for the trap of birds. It was the best form of netting for a trap. Miksha shel chazir, the hard hairs of a pig. Achas, even one. Suri dekel, the branches from a palm tree that are used for baskets. Shtayim, two is enough to have a shira chashivas. Tore dekel, the vegetation that would grow around the palm tree, achas, one would be enough to be chayiv for that. The Mishnah taught us that from a bird of the vineyard, tziporas krum ben chayiv ben mesa kolshu, even the smallest amount. My tziporas krumim, what are they? Rav gave us the name. The name really doesn't have meaning for us. Amar Rav Palya Biari. Amar Abaye taught Umishtakach Pedikla Dechad Nevara. And these birds are found in young palm trees. Va'avdila, and we make food from it, L'chuchma, for wisdom, as we had mentioned in the Mishnah. Achalei lefalga demina, he eats half of it, upalga desmali rabbe begufta denechasha, and half of the left he leaves on a rod of copper. V'chazalei b'shitin kushpanki, and he closes the rod with 60 applications of tar. V'talalei b'ivra desmala, and he hangs this rod on his left arm, the simanach, and the way he remembers which arm to do it is leiv chacham leimina v'leiv ksila smila, the smala, the pasuk in Koheles, that the fool needs to open up his heart, so he puts it on the left side to open up his heart. V'chacham kama deboy, and then he'll become as wise as possible. V'gomar kama deboy, and he'll be able to learn all that he wants. Then he eats the other half. Because if he doesn't eat the rest, then all of his learning will be gone. Needless to say, this is a remedy that we're not familiar with today. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Hamotzi. Rabbi Yehuda had said, even if you take out a grasshopper that wasn't kosher, ask the Gemara, V'tani Kama Sover Lo. And Tana Kama does not hold your chayiv. I has chashivas that he could play with it. My taima. Dilma achilei. He said that the children didn't play with it lest they come to eat it, as we mentioned when we read the Rashi. Says Gemara, Yachar Tani Nami. If that would be so, then we should be concerned with the tar grasshopper as well. Do Rav Kahana avakon kamei derav, because Rav Kahana used to stand and learn in front of Rav, v'alkam ma'aber shashiva. Apume, and he would move a grasshopper next to his mouth. Amalei, Rav said to Rav Kahana, Shaklei, take it away. The lolem remaychel kachilei, that they shouldn't say that you ate this grasshopper. V'kavar mishum bal tishaktsu, and they're going to allege that you were over on bal tishaktsu. Now this grasshopper, the shoshiva, is a kosher grasshopper. Nevertheless, he was worried about the fact that people will think that he was over on Baal Teshaktsu. In other words, even if this grasshopper is kosher, nevertheless, people will allege that he is over Baal Teshaktsu es nafsho seichem, because for most people, it's disgusting to eat this grasshopper, and therefore, you're not allowed to eat it at all. Therefore, it doesn't make a difference whether it's a kosher grasshopper or non-kosher grasshopper. If we're going to say the fear is the person might come to eat it, then both cannot be taken outside. Elma Dilma Mayis, we're afraid that it's going to die, va'achale, and then he'll eat it. And for that, there's a difference between a tame one and a tar one. A tame grasshopper, Rashi explains in Ella, of course, where we have to be worried about that. However, a dead kosher one, you're allowed to eat. From here we see that it's usher to eat a live grasshopper because of Baal Teshaktsu. Rabbi Yehuda, and so why did Rabbi Yehuda not make that differentiation? Imei is katan mispid safidle, because a child mourns over the grasshopper that he had that died and wouldn't simply eat it. I conclude the daf with reminiscent of a fascinating story that our Gemara ends our perek with. Let's say, Hadron Aloch Omer Rabbi Akiva. This was not an easy perek. Yashu Kochachem, that you've gotten through it, and may we be zoche to know it, and to be able to find the time for Chazara. Interestingly, my father as a child describes something similar to Mayiz Katan Misvit Safadleh as he was a child. My grandfather, Olav Shalom, was a shochet, and he was a shochet in the prairies in Canada, and they had a chicken coop, and every once in a while, when someone needed a chicken, my grandfather, Vashalom, used to shecht on their behalf. My father said there was a time where he developed a favorite chicken, and he asked his father if he could not shecht that chicken. One day he said he came back and the chicken was gone. A katan becomes attached to every one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creatures. Katan would be misbad safidle. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the koach that just like a child in his purity gets attached to things in a strong way, even if it's not logical or correct from the perspective of the adult world, let us take that attachment and transform it into things that are really important. We conclude the pshat on Daf Tzadi, and now we go on, Bezer Hashem, to the halacha section.